If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
Paul Nolte is Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy & Sylvest. Good morning, Paul. Earlier, stocks were retreating. You're waiting for the Fed. Is that what's going on?
The Fed starts their meeting today, and they'll make the announcement of what they're going to do with interest rates tomorrow. Likely cut rates 0.25%. And then we get the Powell press conference, and that's always interesting to listen to as he gets questioned about the direction for the future rate cuts. We also get the Fed projecting what they think the economy will be doing in inflation. Last I looked, 2% GDP growth, which is not too bad. And, of course, their PCE numbers down to 2% by middle part of 26. So that's part of the reason why they feel justified in being able to cut interest rates here.
One of the headlines this morning, the new year may see only two trims from the Fed, not the earlier prediction of up to four. What do you think?
Coming into this year, it was six, and we got three. So, those early projections tend not to be correct. That's going to be one of the discussion points, I think, for tomorrow when Powell talks at the press conference as to what they think. Again, if you're looking at the economic data, the producer prices, consumer prices are still well above expectations as well as above the 2% target. Employment is fine at 4.2%. So the economy is doing well and inflation is a little bit higher than it should be. So it really doesn't necessarily justify a lot of rate cuts here.
Let's see. The Fed will also be releasing projections for economic growth, inflation, and unemployment. So there's as much focus on that as the rate cut or whatever they're going to do with that.
Yeah, they get their prognostications come out once a quarter. They're going to be updating their estimates for all of it. And again, it's going to be, you know, GDP growth, if you look at their estimates, it is stuck at 2%. There's no wavering. And then it's not a surprise that they'll see inflation come down to their target at 2%. Because if your job is to get inflation to 2%, I'm going to project that we're going to get to 2%. And economic growth, or I should say the unemployment rate, still hanging around that 4% level.
There was a survey of, more than 300 public company CEOs. Overall, 77% of chief executives said they expect the global economy will improve in the first half of next year. CEO is taking a rosy view of 2025, aren't they?
They are. And I think some of it is, not necessarily the geopolitical news, but it's maybe an improvement really in Europe. Europe is really on their back right now. France is struggling. Germany is struggling. The U.S. continues to be the shining star in the global economy. And I think a lot of CEOs are looking at around the world and saying, you know, we're in a pretty good spot here. And we have the opportunity to do a lot in the way of trade going forward, respective of the trade tariffs that may be imposed.
Yeah, if you just asked the Joe Blows of the world, they're still kind of feeling it. I mean, you can quote all the numbers you want about inflation creeping down and so forth, but we're not feeling it.
Well, inflation rate may be coming down. Prices are not, and it's the difference. The rate of growth in the price of stuff is slowing, but the prices themselves continue to rise, and that's having an impact, and that is affecting a lot of consumers' psyche.
Banner year in the bond market 2024. You think it will continue?
Yeah, the banner market is everywhere but treasuries. I'm not so sure it's going to, because I think a lot of the juice has been squeezed out of high yield corporate bonds. Those spreads now, the difference between the high yield and corporate bond yields and treasuries are at their lowest in two decades. It's going to be a tough one to get those returns again, and those were in the mid-single digits for this year.
How do you explain these days where more stocks decline than rise, but the market still hits an all-time high?
thank you to the very large stocks in the market. You know, when you take a look at, again, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are all cap-weighted, meaning the biggest companies get the biggest weights. So NVIDIA, Microsoft, Apple, as those stocks go, so goes the indices, even though, you know, 490 other names may not do all that well. It's what's carrying the market right now.
As you wrote in your newsletter, investors have upped their estimates of how high stocks can go in 2025. Have you upped your estimate?
Not necessarily. It's going to be, I think, coming after two back-to-back 20% gains in the market, it's going to be difficult to repeat that and make it three. We're saying that the markets should probably travel in a very interesting sideways direction, meaning we should see a lot of volatility. We could be down 10%. We could be up 10% in any given point during the year. So it's going to be a lot of bouncing around, I think.
Paul Nolte, Murphy & Silvest, next time we get together, it'll be in the new year. So let me wish you a good holiday and look forward to talking to you in 2025 about how great the economy is and how we're all getting rich.
I'll enjoy it. Thank you, and Merry Christmas to everyone.